Maybe a good swim will sharpen our wits. Right, said Frank as they headed for the bathhouse. Being the sons of Bayport's famous detective, Fenton Hardy, the boys were not easily deterred by initial disappointments in pursuing criminals. Although still high school students, they had helped their father on many cases and had used their sleuthing prowess in solving several mysteries. Joe, though impetuous, was quick-witted and dependable. Frank, more serious-minded, was inclined to think out a situation before taking action. They worked well together. After the Hardys had changed into swimming trunks and Bayport High sweatshirts, they trotted across the hot white sand to the roped-off bathing area. Frank! Joe! Called their waiting friends. Greetings were exchanged as Phil Cohen and Tony Prito, pals of the Hardys, bounded over from behind the lifeguard's green chair. Phil was a quiet, intelligent boy with sandy hair. Tony, olive-complexioned and lively, owned a motorboat and had shared many adventures with the Hardys out on Barmot Bay. We're sorry, Frank apologized, but we were delayed by a car thief. He recounted the story. Another one? Tony shook his head. Is your dad on the case? Joe slipped off his sweatshirt. No, not yet. He's going out of town today. All the police in the area are, though. Maybe there'll be a break in the mystery soon. Phil tilted his head. If you guys get on the job, there will be, he grinned. For better or worse. Thanks, said Joe, then turned and raced for the water. Frank followed. Whoa there! From behind a pair of sunglasses appeared the tan, smiling face of blonde lifeguard Biff Hooper. The Hardys greeted Biff and looked around the beach. There were not many bathers in evidence. Where is everybody today? Frank asked. I think the car thefts are keeping folks away, Biff answered. It's been like this for a week. Have any of the rest of our crowd been here today? Joe put in. I haven't seen Isla all day, Biff teased. The others laughed, and Joe joined in. Bashful with girls, he was used to being teased about his attachment to Chet Morton's sister. Say, where's Chet? Frank asked. Chet? I haven't seen him here this week, Biff replied. But I did hear he's been spending some time at the Bayport Museum. It must be connected with food, Tony grinned. Their stout friend loved to eat. Frank and Joe went swimming. An hour later, they saw Biff beckoning to them from shore. Message for you fellas, he shouted. They swam quickly to the beach. Biff exclaimed, A phone message was just brought to me. Jerry finally got his new car. He's at Beech Grove. Why don't you Hardys run over later and take a look at it?
Great.
Jerry Gilroy, a fellow student, had long spoken of buying a handsome car, for which he had been saving earnings from summer and after-school jobs. Before leaving, Frank and Joe decided to stroll along the beach toward a black stone jetty in the distance. Suddenly, they came upon a dead bat in the sand.